Kathleen Donnelly, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Dan Johnson of Avian and Exotic Animal Care and Veterinary Hospital in Raleigh, North Carolina. Today we'll be talking about the proper ways to care for birds. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Johnson.
You're welcome.
What are the most common types of birds that people keep as pets?
Our practice sees a lot of cockatiels. Those are the smaller bird that has like a large mohawk. And then cockatoos, which are the larger one, those are both from Australia. We also see parakeets. Parakeet is a very general term. Specifically, the small parakeet most people think about is the budgerigar, the budgie. We also see Amazon parrots, African gray parrots. The Amazon is the green one that you think of, maybe on a pirate's shoulder. African grays are gray. They're about the same size as Amazons. And we're also seeing a lot of backyard chickens. So we'll see a chicken or so a day.
What are the biggest challenges of caring for a bird?
First and foremost is going to be proper nutrition. Birds, a lot of them are prone to be fed a seed-based diet. When you're a kid and you fill the bird feeder, you start to think that birds eat seeds. And, of course, they do, but they don't just eat seeds. In the wild, they get a lot of other things. A parrot that's presented with seeds will select out its favorite thing, peanuts, sunflower seeds, corn, the fatty stuff, and leave some of the good things behind. And so where a bag of seed intended to keep a parrot fed might actually be healthy if he ate everything that's in there. Birds are selective feeders, and so they are like children. They eat the goodie and leave behind some of the healthy stuff, and their owners don't know better and don't realize that a bird won't eat what's healthy for it. It'll eat what makes it feel good and fills it up. We get around that by feeding a bird like we do a dog. We feed a dog a dog chow, and we feed birds what veterinarians who see birds recommend most often is a equivalent of a dog chow, but for a bird. It's a bird chow. Pet store terms, they'll call them bird pellets. They come in varieties that look like kids' cereal, and they're colorful, and people like to feed them, or even some of the boring brown and tan and yellow varieties that don't look as exciting, but birds like them just the same. It takes some converting. You have to get a bird to change over to this. It might take 3 weeks or 3 months, but birds can be converted to a healthier diet, and that's challenge number one.
How often do you need to clean your bird, and what are the proper cleaning techniques?
Most birds would benefit from a bath anywhere from once a week to once a day. I think once a month isn't often enough. What we're trying to do is to keep the plumage, the feathers, the skin, the nostrils, we're trying to keep those things clean. And a bird is a dusty animal. So in the wild, it would get varying humidity and dew and sunshine and also rain. And it's the rain we're trying to mimic here. Once a day to once a week, you can put a bird in a shower. There are perches that with suction cups to mount in the shower. There are a good number of birds that will seek this out, and if you're doing your dishes and you're spraying the sprayer, they'll jump off your shoulder down into the sink and get right under the faucet. Some birds need some coaxing, so they'll have to be spritzed with a sprayer or a spray bottle, and others, you can set them up to their ankles in warm water and just splash water up on them. And many times, they'll begin to enjoy it. They'll stick the wings out to the side and start vocalizing and really get into the act. Bathing is rewarding for the person and for the bird. Sometimes birds just don't know they need it, so they need a little coaxing.
What should bird owners feed their feathered friends?
Less seed, more pelleted diet, and there are many brands. They're sold in the same area that bird seed is. And fresh fruits and vegetables, healthy things that a person would consider a healthy diet, would be considered a healthy diet for a bird. Most of these parrots that I'm talking about are omnivorous. They'll eat seeds, fruits, vegetables, and also some meats, proteins, scrambled eggs, peanuts, peanut butter. Don't feed a bird kids' cereals, cakes, candies, sodas. Popcorn is healthy as a treat, but shouldn't make up a regular part of the diet.
And what are the most common illnesses among birds?
Some of the most common illnesses, probably liver disease and heart disease. We see birds suffering from that as they get older, and that harkens back to nutrition. If you feed a bird properly, it's going to have a lower incidence of those two problems. Younger birds are prone to getting bacteria and viruses because they're young and their immune system's developing. And then when birds get older, they begin to suffer from infections like they did when they were young, and this is probably nutritional. They're just getting older where they can't tolerate the normal bacteria and funguses and viruses that are around us. So good nutrition goes a long way to preventing infections. And then we do see our share of traumatic injuries, things like ceiling fans, hands, other animals in the house, a dog or a cat. Sometimes birds get stepped on, sat on, or a door gets closed on a bird that's perched atop a door as the door's getting shut. It'll either get its feet hurt, or it will climb down and try and hold on by its beak so its feet don't get hurt and the beak will get damaged. There are unwanted birds that need homes. There are bird rescues. And so when people are thinking about getting a dog or a cat, they often think of pounds and rescues. And that's true for birds too. When you're considering getting a bird, think about checking into needy birds. You can usually find them through veterinary offices and bird rescues. There's a very active bird community here in Raleigh, the Raleigh-Durham Cage Bird Society. And Phoenix Landing is a bird rescue that's in our area and others, a big network of people who rescue parrots. So Phoenix Landing is a good place to look for a bird if you want to adopt.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Johnson.
Thanks for having me.
For more information, visit www.ncvma.org.